It's time for the State Wrestling Tournament on You Are There Sports from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. State Tournament Wrestling coverage is brought to you by Design Electronics and Radio Shack, Thielen Meats in Piers, Holy Trinity School, Rich Perry Chiropractic, the Piers Fire Department, Hennekin Insurance Agency, Remax Central and Dave Fisher, Freedom Fest 2017, Patrick's Premium Concrete, and the State Wrestling Tournament is also brought to you by the Piers Area Coalition, the Brickyard, Lashes Auto Repair, the Piers School District, Robert J. Funk Construction, the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design, Amp Fitness, the Red Rooster, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and Bob's Lumber in Piers. You're listening to State Tournament Wrestling coverage brought to you by Wes Bachman Electric, Marchetic Insurance, Gertz Concrete, Kenko Drywall, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, DR Trucking, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, Schomer Insurance, and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets. State Tournament Wrestling is also brought to you by Check Auto Body, Lochner Plumbing, Piers Villa, Heritage Hardwood Floors, the Canteen Supper Club, Hennigan Masonry and Concrete, Vernon Sales, and Jason Gruber Construction, as well as Little Falls Chiropractic, Frank Weber, author, Napa, Elite Concrete Solutions, Centra Soda, Red Door Yoga in Little Falls, Johnny C's, IP Concrete, Munson Masonry, and Red's Auto and Bait. And now, to the XL Energy Center and the State Wrestling Tournament on You Are There Sports.
And welcome back to XL Energy Center. Class A quarterfinals just underway. Piers, Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundberg. We've got Brandon Funk of the Pioneers. And from the Fighting Saints, Eli Johnson. Just underway. 2-1 lead. Johnson on the quick takedown here. As Piers takes on the Saints for the second year in a row. They met last year. Piers winning and finishing eventually in third place. They're down on mat one. Right now, Funk trails 2-1, being ridden by Eli Johnson. There's a reverse, Johnson. 4-1. This is a maneuver right out of the gate here by KMS. Johnson in the program listed as a seventh grader without a win, without a loss. So they put him in the lineup here as an alternate right away. And he's taking a 4-1 lead here on Brandon Funk. Here's the number two seed. Brandon is a freshman, 23-12. And back points being awarded here. Funk in some trouble. He's got Johnson. Referee down to look, and there's a fall for KMS. With 53 seconds left in the second. And the Saints go up 6-0 early here at the XL Energy Center.
Piers Villa is devoted to caring for the whole person in a friendly, home-like atmosphere since 1961. Piers Villa provides superior health care to each resident with love, respect, and dignity in a home away from home. With 24-hour licensed nursing care and a wide range of services, community rooms are available, as well as the Villa Chapel, volunteer services, in-house laundry, housekeeping, and maintenance. To discover more about quality senior living for your loved ones, see their website at piersvilla.com or call Piers Villa at 468-6405. Piers Villa says, go Pioneers! Check Auto Body supports the Piers Pioneers. With over 25 years of service and repair experience to customers around central Minnesota, they pay extra attention to detail and take great pride in everything they do to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. Check Auto Body offers collision repair, 24-hour towing, snow plows, auto glass services, frame straightening, accessories, as well as auto sales. Call them at 468-6677 or see their website at checkautobody.com or like them on Facebook. Check Auto Body wishes the Piers Pioneers the very best of luck.
All right, Sebastian Warzeka is out there now, and his opponent, Kyle Meyer, KMS. Fighting Saints get a fall at 106. Eli Johnson over Brandon Funk. Takedown here for Sebastian. So they are red on the scoreboard. KMS has the green ankle band on. As Warzeka. Both teams red singlets. Red and blue and white for KMS. Red, black, and gray for Piers. Out of bounds. 35 seconds remain here in the opening period for Warzeka and Kyle Meyer. Kyle Meyer, senior, 15-18. Trying to get up in free hands and get out. Sebastian trying to bring him back down to the mat. Trying to peel Sebastian's hands away. We get a stall called on Warzeka. 7 seconds left, and there's an escape from Meyer. 2-1, and that looks like it'll be the end of the period. Coach Mark Jensen, his assistant, Clint Poster in the corner for the Pioneers. And Funk is going to go down here, looks like. Head coach of KMS is Wes Hegland. Start of the second period now. Brandon underneath gets tilted to his right side a little bit. Not nearly enough for any near fall points. Brandon, or Sebastian, I should say, Warzeka out there against Kyle Meyer. Pioneers seated on the far side of the mat. KMS wrestlers are up in the first two rows of the arena seating here. They've got folding chairs down on the floor. Now sit out here by Sebastian.
13 pounds from Worthington.
Damon Minute 15 to go.
Wrestling for Purim, Owen Werner.
Meyer working a wing on the right arm of Sebastian Warzeka, who crawls up to his knees. Pioneers trail KMS 6-0. Still riding here. Trout rolls into his right a little bit, does Meyer. And there's a stall point against Sebastian. His second stall call. So we are tied at 2.
And wrestling that man number 7.
So that's a penalty point on a stall against Sebastian Warzeka. 30 seconds to go. KMS out of section 5, Piers out of section 7. Meyer just kind of pushing him on his belly near the edge, and they're going to go off the mat over there. So the first win goes to KMS by fall in the second period. Eli Johnson over Brandon Funk. And now Warzeka able to stand and get the reverse. 4-2. Warzeka reversed him with under 10 seconds. Towel tappers out there. And there it is as I look across the arena. Reese Kapsner up, leading the cheers. Lane Gertz, Jalen Jansen, Matt Cummett. So 4-2 for Sebastian Warzeka. Here's the start. And it's Meyer of KMS in the down position. Crossface in here for Sebastian. Referee down. He might be about to issue a stall on the KMS wrestler. Early third, 4-2 lead, Sebastian Warzeka. Warzeka has the step through Turk in. Now he gave up on the cross face. Slides a little bit lower down on the back. They're right in the middle of the mat. Meyer has his left ankle picked up in the air by Warzeka. 4-2 lead for Sebastian. 105 to go.
On bat number six,
KMS got a fall at 106.
Kenyon Wanamingo, Jerome Maxson.
Pipestone area is taking on West Central area in the adjacent mat and the other half of this bracket. Wierzeka down to 42 seconds left, still leading 4-2. Now he's getting up high. Here comes Meyer. Meyer trying to turn into Sebastian. Sebastian holding on now in defensive posture. 24 to go. Sebastian's got a tight grasp of the right leg of Meyer. This could be a stalemate here. Each guy on their side. 12 seconds left. Don't get reversed here, Sebastian. Still holding. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Wierzeka holding on. He's got to win. Wierzeka wins. 4-2.
Now wrestling on that.
And that makes the score. KMS 6, Piers 3.
Is the floor in your home worn out, beat up, or damaged? Heritage Hardwood Floors, a family-owned business in central Minnesota, can get that floor looking like new or better. Chuck and Jake provide prompt, courteous, professional, hardworking, and affordable service, specializing in installation, sanding, refinishing, recoating, custom work, and patches or repairs. Add a touch of elegance to your home with a wide array of beautiful flooring options. There's just something about the look and feel of a gorgeous hardwood floor. Whether new or refinished, let Heritage Hardwood Floors make your floors come to life. Call them today at 320-224-2604 or 320-420-4251 for a free estimate. See them on Facebook. That's Heritage Hardwood Floors. Do you have an event or product that you really want to stand out from the crowd? Contact Pat Watercott with Vernon Promotions. Get your brand on with apparel, caps, calendars, decals, signs, pens, gifts, and so much more. Pat Watercott and Vernon Sales are a proud supplier of Piers Gears. Call Pat today to get started at 468-2789 or 320-630-1409. Pat Watercott and Vernon Sales and the Piers Pioneers, a great combination.
We've got Jake Andries out there for the Pioneers against Jared Carlson of KMS. Carlson is a sophomore, 23-13. Sophomore as well, Jake Andries, 30-5. KMS 6, Piers 3. No points yet. They lock up just underway here early. First period in the 120 match. Frazee is taking on Sibley East. Kenyon Wanamingo against Zumbrota Mazeppa. Pipestone against West Central. Those are the other quarterfinals. There's a shot in. Blocked by Jake Andries. Tall, lanky, red-headed young man, Carlson over there, taller than Jake. No points yet, down to 25 seconds. Carlson is hooked up with an elbow here on Jake Andries. Jake's ranked 10th and period's close to ending. Carlson tries a shot. Jake blocks again. And close to the end, and there is the end. 0-0. This is Jared Carlson. There's a Jacob Carlson coming up that's ranked 7th at 126. There are four KMS kids ranked. Piers sending 9 individuals. 6 of them are ranked. Underway, second period. Jake Andries attacks the left ankle, picks it up, pulls forward. Now comes up around the waist, bumping him. Carlson balled up underneath. You know, they announced Will or Eli Johnson at 106. I'm not so sure that wasn't Will Maygard. He pinned Brandon Funk. Maygard is ranked 7th at 106, but they said Johnson, so see if there's a correction on that as Jake elevates the leg, gets the trip. Not quite. Still working on a cradle there.
120 pounds.
Carlson now fighting that off. Carlson. 0-0. We go under a minute. Period number one. Now Carlson spinning. Carlson trying to turn the corner. Jake in on a leg, though. Still down on their knees. Referee says neutral.
Now wrestling that man number four at 125.
Jake still driving forward in on the hips. Carlson sprawling back.
Wrestling for Grand Rapids, Cole Jones.
30 to go. No points yet. Carlson out near the outer edge of the circle. A surge by Jake would put Carlson right in Clint Poster's lap. Jake still pushing forward, though. And out of bounds. Jake staying aggressive there. 15 seconds left. They'll come back to the middle here. And the period ends. No blood time just before the period. They send him off the mat, but for blood time. And it's Jake that got dinged up a little bit. No score yet between Andries and Carlson. I'm going to try and look and see.
No wrestling on mat two. Class A. 126 pounds. West Central Area's Jake Dorr.
And my question is, if they, that was Will Maygard. I got to think that was Maygard out there. Now Andries is back out after being stopped for blood time. And we're underway. They stop it because they hadn't, they still had 4:20 on the clock, and that's the blood time timer, not the match time timer. So the referee, the assistant referee, quickly realized that, and now it's 12 seconds left. So we will get started again with, they took 5 seconds off, so they're down to 7. Now a clean start. Jake drives forward on the hips. Not going to have enough time to get anything done, though. 0-0. Andries and Carlson after 2 minutes of wrestling.
Frazees, Caden, Hernandez, and Lincoln Carpenter.
And let's see, on choice here, they're going to go on their feet. Mikey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Mike Bielka, Brainerd Dispatch, walking by. Andries and Carlson. Hooked up now. Snapped down by Jake. Back to their feet. Carlson reaches for the opposite leg. Can't quite extend the reach far enough. There is an escape. I guess Carlson gave up the optional escape to go on his feet. So it's 1-0 because they started the period on their feet. So an escape point given to Andries. He's up by 1. Just not a lot of action, just hand control fighting up on their feet right now between Andries and Carlson of KMS. Referee cups his hands around his mouth saying something to the guys, and I would almost say it says, let's get going, guys. Now they go out of bounds.
Now wrestling on mat number 6.
53 seconds left.
26 pounds. For Zephyr.
Pioneers trail 6-3.
Bradley Kitt.
Hasn't been a real good offensive attack yet by either guy, Andries or Carlson. Now Carlson dives down at an ankle but can't get there. 28 seconds left. Andries gets the escape point to start the period. That's the only point on the board. There's a stall on Jake. He stepped back. Referees had already said, we got to have action here. And if you take a step back after that verbal command has been given, you're asking for a stall call, and Jake got dinged. Now Carlson in on an ankle this time. Jake's got to defend. He does. Free that leg. And the period ends. 1-0. Oh, that's the match. 1-0. A 1-0 win for Jake Andries. Evens the score, 6-6.
Hennigan Masonry and Concrete wants to say, go get them, pioneers! Hennigan Masonry and Concrete specializes in basements, slabs, patios, driveways, decorative work, and sidewalks, and much more. Free estimates are available. Give Andy a call at 320-360-7175. That's 320-360-7175. Hennigan Masonry and Concrete supports the Pierce Pioneers. The game is always on at Johnny C's on Broadway in downtown Little Falls. Check out all the great high school tournament action on one of their many screens. Thursdays is wing night at Johnny C's with awesome homemade sauces, or try a made-from-scratch Johnny C's pizza. During the day, Monday through Friday, try the $5 lunch special. Watch the games and enjoy great food at Johnny C's on Broadway in downtown Little Falls.
Lucas Pop, Jacob Carlson now. Our next match, 126. Carlson, one of their top guns here for KMS. Lucas didn't wrestle. He was sick last week at individuals. Austin Redunds filled in, did very well, finished third. Carlson's ranked seventh at this weight.
Now wrestling that man number three, 126 pounds.
Carlson tries to get in on the left leg of Pop. Lucas, though, able to get that, and Lucas got, did he get two? Yes, takedown for Pop. Lucas caught him coming in and slipped in a little slide by and scores first. 2-0 lead for Lucas Pop. Jake Andries just won 1-0 over Jared Carlson. Now this is Jacob Carlson. And they go out of bounds. We've got 40 seconds left. Clock is running. Now they're going to wave the officials over. It stopped with about 42. Now it's at 36. They will readjust that. So Lucas Pop scores first here. Now they look like they've got it situated. Pop gets a takedown here in the first. Jacob Carlson of KMS. And we're wrestling again. Carlson sits. Almost spun away. Lucas maintains control. Carlson still trying to sit out here. Lucas spinning him. Back in behind. Teammates applauding the effort of Lucas Pop, the senior. 22 seconds left in the period. Lucas has been riding here for quite a while. He's right in on the hips. Carlson whizzing here. Now Lucas elevates the leg. 5 seconds to go. Carlson tries to throw, can't. Now Carlson spinning. No time, no points. No points. He almost reversed him. 2-0 lead, Lucas Pop. There is a lot of red in that corner of the arena. Piers in red. KMS fans in red. Lucas Pop will be riding here to begin the second period. And here away we go. Lucas with a first period takedown going after the Turk series. But Carlson switching. He got a cradle on him. He cradles him up and reverses. And Carlson has Pop on his back. Carlson chest to chest with Lucas Pop. Fall for KMS. A minute 37 left in the second. A fall for Jacob Carlson. And KMS takes a 12-6 lead over the Pioneers.
Local author, forensic psychologist, and educator Frank Weber's debut murder mystery novel titled Murder Book is set for a release date of May 9th. Frank's easy-to-read, fast-paced, and captivating murder mystery is based on a murder in the Piers area. You can pre-order his book on his website, frankweberauthor.com. Murder Book will also be available on Amazon and at many other bookstores. Pre-ordered books will be shipped in early March. Like and share Frank Weber Author on Facebook and find out more. Murder Book by Frank Weber. Reserve a spot on your bookshelf for it today. Elite Concrete Solutions with owners Kyle Gertz and Nate Britz have a combined 25 years experience, and they specialize in concrete flat work, including basements, garages, driveways, and patios, as well as curb, steps, decorative, and stamped concrete. Elite Concrete Solutions would like to congratulate the Piers Pioneers wrestling team on another great season and wishes them the best of luck at the state tournament. Contact Elite Concrete Solutions today. Kyle's number is 320-360-1628, and Nate's number is 320-360-5950. Go Pioneers!
Brandon Ortman against Jonathan Tostenson. That's our matchup, 132 pounds. KMS with a couple of falls. They lead Piers 12-6 after four matches. No points yet between Tostenson and Ortman. Tostenson is a junior, 28-7. Ortman, a senior for the Pioneers, and he carries a 21-2 record into the match. Lead for the Fighting Saints of Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg over Piers. Ortman almost with a throw or a trip more than a stumble. But for a moment, Tostenson kind of went down to a knee and popped back up. Got off balance there. And for hand control behind the head, Tostenson and Ortman. Momentary separation, back together now. And there's the period, 0-0. Pipestone leads West Central area 14-10. They're wrestling at 138 there. There's Ortman for two. Takedown for Brandon. He scores first. Nope. Check that. No points. So he's going after the Turk here, though. 0-0. My mistake. 30 seconds in, and they go out of the bounds over there in front of the score table. Brandon Ortman, Jonathan Tostenson.
No, wrestling on mat 6, class A, 132 pounds. From Dakota, Mazepa, Jack Smothers.
Back underway. Looks like Brandon on the left hip of Tostenson has him broken down in the middle. Looking for a half Nelson on the left side. Digs underneath with his own left arm. Tostenson trying to stand. Out of bounds. Over there in front of Austin Dickman on the bench.
132
Restart here. Brandon with Todsonson in, trying to switch. Brandon maintains control. Oh, he almost turned him to his back. He's got something going here. Brandon's getting points. Brandon's got back points. He's got the cross face in on the Turk. So those will go on the board. Three of them. 45 seconds to go. Ortman throws that quick Turk in and turned him for three near fall.
And wrestling at man number four at 132 pounds.
Now Tostenson on his knees, palms on the mat. Brandon over his back on the right hip side. Drives forward, still has that leg elevated up. Tostenson is holding on to Brandon's right arm, so that's the crossface arm that Brandon would use. Now he frees that. Brandon trying to get a turn here again. Almost. Referee waves neutral. Now he takes a knee and starts a count. Here comes the near fall again for Ortman. Same move, the step through Turk. 3 seconds left. And there's the period. Couple of Turks for Brandon Ortman. He's got a 6-0 lead on Jonathan Tostman. Tostenson. Here's a roll by Ortman who started underneath. Brandon now underneath Tostenson, dumping him over his back. He's got Tostenson up in the air. Ortman throws a Gramby. Reverse. 8-0. Ortman going right back to the Turk now on the offensive side. Minute 33 to go in the match. Third period. Ortman has built an 8-0 lead on Jonathan Tostenson. And the referee says that is a stalemate. Pioneers trail. The Fighting Saints 12-6.
138 pounds from Totino Grace, Connor Den. Wrestling for Grand Rapids, Kellen Schauer.
Tostenson is not an individual entrant. And now more back points. The Turk right in front of the bench. Brandon working that series. He'd love to get a fall here. 1 minute to go. Three near fall will go up pretty soon. They haven't been awarded yet. Now they do. 11-0. 47 seconds left. Ortman now with Tostenson. Here comes a cheap tilt, but Tostenson rolls through. Ortman catches him. Press. Ortman, ooh, almost got a count. Did he get a count? Nope. Referee says out of bounds. No points. 34 seconds. Ortman up 11-0. Ortman riding. Tostenson sticks that right leg out. He's going to hook his own leg and get a reverse here. 11-2. 20 seconds left. Still a major. Now we get a stall on Brandon underneath. We hit the 10-second mark of the match. Tostenson. Now a stall warning, our stall point. And there's the end of the match. It's 11-3. It is a major decision win for Brandon Ortman. That's worth 4. And it makes it KMS 12, Piers 10.
Red's Auto and Bait, located on Main Street in Piers, is your one-stop destination for almost anything you need in the Piers area. Vehicle acting up? Let Red's Service Shop take care of you. Hungry? Red's Auto has a sit-down deli where you can enjoy a wonderful lunch or dinner. Gas tank running low? Fuel up at Red's. Need to pick up a few household items? Red's has a well-stocked convenience store to help you out. And are you headed out to the lake? Red's carries a wide assortment of tackle and a full line of bait. Open daily at 5 a.m. Red's Auto and Bait on Main Street in downtown Pierce says, way to go, Pioneers. Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker. Providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Reese Kapsner out there against KMS's Dylan Rudnigan now. This is 138 pounds. Rudnigan comes in as a sophomore, 31-3. Reese also a sophomore with a record of 32-4. So this will be a good one. Here's Reese diving in, trying to finish off a shot here. Kapsner. And the referee looks as Rudnigan draped over his back. Waves off any points yet. And we get a whistle and a stalemate called. Reese is ranked 10th. Rudninger is not ranked.
Wrestling at mat number 3 at 132 pounds. Kale Carlson.
They start on their feet. Here's Reese engaging and then pushing away. Dylan Rudnigan is not an entrant.
No wrestling on that 6, class A, 130.
Reese is a state entrant.
You
got Rudnigan outside the circle. Reese still inside. Both men on their knees, and now they go out over there right at the feet of Austin Redunds on the bench over there. KMS 12, Piers 10 is our team score. Pipestone leads West Central 17-10. Henry shoots. No points yet. Here's two coming. There it is, two. Kapsner able to get the takedown then out of bounds. So Reese on the board. 2-0 lead for Reese Kapsner over Dylan Rudnigan of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg. Caution on the start on Reese. Referee crouches down, talks to both young men. So Brandon Ortman's major decision, 11-3 over Jonathan Tostenson, worth 4 team points. As Kapsner ready to ride out this period, which he does. 2-0 after one for Reese Kapsner. All 8 mats underway here. Pipestone 17, West Central 10. That's the other quarterfinal that matches up with the Piers KMS matchup. Same half the bracket. Kapsner in the riding position and a caution on Reese. It's his second. There's a clean start. And Reese. Oh, he lost grip and gives up the escape. 2-1 now as Rudnigan works an escape. Now they're on their feet again. Dylan Rudnigan, sophomore, 31-3. Here's Rudnigan trying to shoot for the first time. Reese now on the defense. Rudnigan driving. Rudnigan gets two. Rudnigan takes the lead. 3-2. He escaped and then got a takedown. Rudnigan goes to the referee and says, I want to go optional escape start. So he'll give up the point to Kapsner. 3-3 now. We're in the second period. Reese almost got caught in a front headlock diving in. Now Rudnigan goes after the left leg, trips him down, got two. 5-3, Rudnigan. 1:07 to go. He'll cut him loose. Nope, jumps back on. Put his hands on his back as if to push him away, but then jumped back on Reese's back. Pulls that ankle up. 55 seconds left. Kapsner down now, 5-3. And they get a stalemate stop there. 52 seconds left. And a stoppage for blood time for Reese Kapsner. So we'll take a break, come back, more action from the XL after this.
When and you're hungry in central Minnesota, be sure to stop at the Canteen Supper Club. They've got delicious homemade soup served daily, as well as daily lunch specials. And listen to these evening dinner specials. Mondays, it's hamburger steak dinner for just $8. Tuesday, a quarter pound burger, just $2. On Wednesdays, it's wing night. Get a pound of wings for $6. On Thursdays, it's homemade pizza night. Get $2 off when you build your own. Then on Friday, all you can eat fish for just $9. Saturday is a 10-ounce ribeye dinner for $13.50. And Sunday is the barbecue rib dinner for just $12. Great food every day of the week at the Canteen Supper Club, located across from the main gates of Camp Ripley in Little Falls. Luckner Plumbing, serving all of central Minnesota. They work on new construction, remodeling, and all service needs, including water heaters, water softeners, reverse osmosis systems, sump pumps, drain cleaning, and leaky faucets. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Brandon at 320-412-6398. That's 320-412-6398. Luckner Plumbing. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, Kapsner and Runnigan back in action after the blood time stop, and Runnigan gets another takedown. 35 seconds left, 7-4 lead now for Dylan Runnigan. Reese over on the far corner of the mat, right in front of his coaches, coaches Jensen and Poster, and they tumble out of bounds. So Runnigan, feeling confident, 7-4 lead, and that he can take him down. He's going to cut him loose here. 7-4. Well, he's strolling away. Oh, okay. Referee comes over, grabs a towel, spotted something on the mat. Now ready to go. Sit out by Reese. Well, he's pushed away. 7-4 now. Excuse me, 7-5. On their feet. And there's Runnigan. Shooting again. Not finishing yet. Got to keep turning the corner. And he... does he score late? No. 7-5. Could not quite get there. So 7-5 after two. And Runnigan again will give up the one-point escape. So a 7-5 lead for Dylan Runnigan. Pioneers trail Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg, 12-10 in the team score. Reese. Again, he's been in the defensive mode here. He actually scored first in this match, 2-0 on the first period takedown, but Runnigan has found something to his liking. Referee has Reese just hugging onto the waist as Runnigan drives forward into Kapsner, and they call a stalemate.
Now wrestling on mat number two, Class A, 152 pounds, West Central.
Back on their feet. So he gave up the escape again, and now 7-6. See if that'll backfire on him. If Reese gets a takedown, he'll grab the lead. And, ooh, Runnigan looks like he got a poke in the eye. 1:06 to go. Now he's all right, back in the middle.
Now wrestling at mat number 8, 145.
1 minute left. Kapsner down by 1, 7-6. Piers down by 2, 12-10. Underhook thrown in by Reese. Here comes a throw by Runnigan. Reese trying to scramble, gave up 2. It's 9-6. Runnigan gets a takedown with 47 seconds left. Something big is happening over there on mat number 6. Nine to six in favor of Dylan Runnigan. And Reese Kapsner spins into Runnigan. 30 seconds to go.
Class A, 145.
Reese being dumped up, and they get a stall on Runnigan. 24 seconds to go. See if Reese can reverse and turn him here quick. He's down by three. They restart. Now Reese, he's at least going to escape here. It's going to be 9-7. 10 seconds. Reese tries a shot. Reese coming at him. Now it's Runnigan that has to defend. Reese being blocked. And there it is. 9-7 win for Dylan Runnigan. And KMS takes a 15-10 lead.
Centrisoda is your one-stop shop for anything ag-related. Their agronomists understand profitable crop production involves much more than buying the right fertilizer or seed, so they offer growers a fully integrated menu of products and services. Their feed and grain division is one of the most knowledgeable and highly trained nutritional teams in the market, offering feed and animal health programs from several major suppliers to achieve optimum results for your farm. Their energy specialists have a large fleet of fuel trucks delivering fuel, gas, propane, and oil in a safe and timely manner to your farm, home, or business. And if you're looking for financing, they've got you covered. Centrisoda, the partner you can count on. Have you suffered injury from an auto accident, a work-related injury, or are you just looking to improve your overall feeling of wellness? Let Dr. Allison Zack of Little Falls Chiropractic help you, offering family chiropractic care, treating infants and children with nutritional counseling, electrical muscle stimulation, and ultrasound therapy, plus much more. Now with offices in Pierce and Little Falls, check them out on Facebook and contact them for a consultation anytime. With offices located at 72 East Broadway in Little Falls and at 211 Main Street North, Suite 103 in Pierce, or call them at 320-631-0258. That's Little Falls Chiropractic.
All right, I got to change that, Ed. That's Dr. Allison Zack Chiropractic, but I'll get that changed. Sorry, Allison. So we've got Andrew Tomala, Caleb Collins going at it now. This is 145. It's 15-10 in favor of KMS. Caleb Collins is listed as a junior, 27-9 record. Senior Andrew Tomala sports a 21-4 record. 15-10 lead for KMS. Underhook here underneath by Tomala trying to snap him down. Collins not going to state as an individual. Andrew is. He's a section champ at 145. We've wrestled a minute. Going to try and get some scores on the other quarterfinals for you here at the end of this period. Here's Tomala pulling him forward on an ankle. Now drops down low. Blocked by Collins. And both teams in red. KMS with a blue highlight. Oh, Collins shot. Tomala trying to counter underneath. No point, says the ref. Andrew's in on a deep single, but now he squares his shoulders. And they're back shoulder to shoulder. That got kind of dicey for a little bit. Now Andrew up trying to throw. They're on their feet again. 20 seconds left in a scoreless first. Caleb Collins, Andrew Tomala. Andrew stepping into him. Now they're near the edge. Each guy with a foot outside the circle. Back closer to the middle now. 5 seconds left. And there's the period. 0-0. Let's see. Pipestone's up on West Central. 17-13. Wrestling at 152. Frazee leads Sibley East. 17-13 at 152. Kenyon leads Zambroda. 14-13 at 145. So all four quarterfinals pretty close, as expected.
Now wrestling at mat number 8, 100.
Foley's in semifinal round this afternoon. They won earlier today over Perham. All right, 8 seconds gone by in the second between Tomala and Collins. Now Andrew lifting. And a clasp is coming up. Clasp is called. And that's a point for Collins. He's scoring first. Andrew gets a clasping call against him. So Collins takes a 1-0 lead. Now Tomala drives forward on the beginning of that Turk series, splits the legs. He's on the left hip. And it looks like they're going to go out of bounds again. They do. Tomala and Collins here. 1-0 for Collins. This is the midway point of the match. Match 7 out of 14. Here's the step through Turk again, started by Andrew. He's got it locked in. He's trying to crank it over right in front of the KMS coaches. There's the turn. He got a 1 count, I think. Still has it. Now a count. Now near fall. 1 minute to go. Tomala, will he decide to slide up and try and turn this into a headlock? Tamala's got 3 near fall points ready to be awarded. Got the Turk. That's what Ortman used to pick up his 11-3 win. Jalen Jansen's match is up next. There's the 3 near fall as Collins got back to his belly. So 3-1 now for Andrew Tomala. Here goes that same maneuver again. He's going to try and turn him. First thing he's got to do is get him closer inside the circle, and they call out of bounds. They'll do it again in the middle. So Tomala gets the back points to go up 3-1 on Caleb Collins. Just to let you know, Pierce should be heavily favored later on in this match. The strength of KMS's lineup is where we've seen it here low. Pioneers have some points on the table coming up. You got to get it done, but everybody we've talked to says KMS better make hay down low because they don't have as strong a team once they get bigger. And we do get word that it was Will Maygard at 106. Here's Tomala standing. He'll look to peel hands out. But he's lifted and returned to the mat here by Collins. Now he slips out. Drives forward. He's going to get one or maybe two. There's the escape. Escape for Tomala. 4-1 for Andrew. Just underway in the third. We've gone 20 seconds deep. We'd like to welcome in the crew listening on their way back from Idaho. The Rushlows, Preston and Dan and everybody else that made the snowmobiling trek out there. Safe travels back. Tomala and Collins go out of bounds. Restarting coming up. Minute 20 to go. Pioneers trail KMS 15-10. Right now, Tomala grabs the right arm of Collins, tries to shrug him forward. Find a little snap down move here as Collins sinks down to his right knee. Now comes back up on his feet. They're over in front of the KMS bench area. And referee says, let's stalemate it and start again. 52 seconds underway again, third period. Tomala. Turn that Turk into back points to grab the lead, and that's holding up right now. Shot in by Collins. He's going to get the takedown and tie it up and then cut him loose. 4-3. So Collins got the takedown to tie it, then just cut Andrew loose. So it's 4-3 Tomala. 32 seconds left. Front headlock in by Collins. Andrew grabs an underhook with his right arm. 20 seconds to go. Another stalemate. Well, they got Tomala 5-3 now. Tomala shrugging onto that arm, just holding on, now pushes away. 10 to go. Tomala leading Collins in the final seconds.
45 pounds from
4 seconds, 3 seconds. Tamala is going to hold off the attack of Collins and win. 5-3 win, Tamala. Tamala with a big win. And that closes the gap. It's now 15-13, KMS over Piers.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get 4 lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Jalen Jansen out on the mat. His opponent from Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg is Jake Maygard. And they just began their action here. And Maygard goes in and aggressively gets a takedown. Now switching, there's a reverse for Jalen. 2-2. Excuse me, 4-3. Points happening in a hurry already. 45 seconds in, 7 points on the board. Jansen with a 4-3 lead. Piers trailing by 2. They've never led. They tied it at 6-6. Here's a roll through by Maygard, but didn't get a count. Still riding on the right hip is Jalen Jansen, the junior. Maygard being bounced. Jake Maygard, a senior, 14-9. Looks like Jake wants to, or I should say Jalen wants to go after a tilt there. Didn't quite have it secured. Junior Jalen Jansen, 32-7. Now Maygard bridging up, standing up, and returned to the mat by Jalen Jansen. 4-3 lead for Jalen. Final 8 seconds of period one. And it looks like that will be the first period score. 4-3 Jansen. Pipestone and West Central are tied at 17. They're at 160 there. Zumbrota Mazeppa leads Kenyon Wanamingo, 16-14. Frazee leads Sibley East, 17-16. As expected, tight all the way around. An escape there, and now Jansen's got him on his back. Jansen's got Maygard on his back. Getting points. Jalen will try. Maygard trying to bridge. Jalen trying for a fall. Jalen cranks down now to a headlock. Leans back. Looks up at the XL lights. Minute and a half to go. Come on, Jalen. Fall for Jansen. Jalen Jansen with a fall in the second period. And the Pioneers have taken their first lead at 19-15.
Go ahead and start.
Hi, I'm Kendra Sakala.
And I'm Alice Clemens-Varney.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers.
This is what parents love about Holy Trinity Catholic School. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of our environment with daily opportunities to participate in growing closer to Jesus.
The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. The school curriculum gives us a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Check out Holy Trinity for your child's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce,
call 468-6446 or find us on the web.
Derek Krieger for KMS, Luke Gertz for the Pioneers. Krieger and Gertz just underway. Krieger trying to jack him up here. Upper body throw attempt. Gertz fought it off. Big win there for Jalen Jansen and a fall. Pierce has taken their first lead. It is 19-15. So Luke Gertz wrestling at 160, a sophomore. 7-6 record. And looks like blood time for Krieger. He's sent to the corner. Krieger, senior, 26-6 for the Fighting Saints. He is a state entrant. He's ranked 8th.
Now wrestling that man for 195 pounds.
So blood time here for Krieger of KMS.
Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Pierce, Sauk Rapids, and Eden Valley proudly supports Pierce Athletics. They also offer all banking services like personal banking with free and easy checking accounts, consumer and business loans, agriculture loans and financing, savings accounts, and online and phone banking. Their local staff is committed to providing sincere and friendly customer service the way banking should be. Find out more at fmpierce.com. Farmers and Merchant State Bank, where friendly still counts. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Go Pioneers.
Welcome aboard Farmers and Merchants State Bank, proud sponsor here of the Pioneers on state tournament coverage. Luke Gertz trying to get in on a single on Derek Krieger. No points yet in this 160 match. Now Krieger trying to muscle his way up. That's an awkward looking hold. And he will go in and get the two. And this could get tough for, oh, there, Luke able to get that shoulder. But now Krieger cranks that over. And Krieger almost had him turned. He's still in position now. The count comes. Krieger looking to get a fall back here for KMS. He's got Luke right in the middle of the Delano orange mat over there. Trying to press down. It's near the end of the period. 5 seconds. Can Luke survive? He will. The towel tap is made. So Luke got thrown there, and it just looks like it's upper body strength, the advantage for Derek Krieger, KMS, and he's got more blood time. So blood time after the period as Gertz finished those 2 minutes on his back for about the last 20. And it's 5-0 lead for Krieger.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell with the Pierce Fire Department. We want to congratulate the wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. The fire department will again be hosting their annual Good Friday Fish Fry fundraiser on April 14th starting at 4 p.m. at the Brickyard Bar and Banquet Hall. Kids 5 and under are free, ages 6 to 11 are $5, and adults will be $9. Reminder to check your smoke detectors and discuss and practice your fire safety plans with your family. Go Pioneers.
All right, period begins with Gertz driving in on the hips of Krieger. Krieger trying to counter from on top. Now he will get the two in reverse. And that makes it 7-0 for Derek Krieger of KMS. West Central has gone up on Pipestone, 27-17. Frazee in a tight one, 17-16 over Sibley East. And it's also 17-16 Kenyon-Wanamingo over Zumbrota-Mazeppa. Here it's Piers 19, Kirkhoven-Murdoch-Sunberg 15. Every quarterfinal is within a match, except for the West Central Pipestone one. That's a 10-point spread right now. We get a stoppage for dangerous. 7-0 for Derek Krieger. Luke Gertz starts down here. Pierce will wrestle again right away. Either the championship semis or consolation at 1 o'clock. Krieger bumps him forward. We're down to 1 minute to go in period two. Jalen Jansen's pin has put Piers ahead for the first time today, 19-15. Here's Gertz. Oh, he was looking for that Granby underneath. Spreads that left leg out. He's got Krieger over his back. Perfect Granby position here if he can get it. But Krieger able to pick that ankle and drive him forward, and that took Luke off balance. They're close to being out of bounds. Luke's got the leg on the Granby here. He's got his left leg, but they're out of bounds, says the referee. 27 seconds left. Piers is Jim Andries is reffing the state tournament. I'm going to try and see what mat he's on. He was wrestling one of the AA quarterfinal matches earlier. He's obviously not wrestling this Piers match. 7-0, 17 seconds left. Krieger leading Luke Gertz. The big swing match is coming up next. Pioneers, in their strategy meeting last night, talked about wanting to get Brett Kapsner on Brandon Dahl, their outstanding 170-pounder. There's the end of the period. 7-0, Derek Krieger. And Krieger's going to inform the referee that we will give up the optional escape, so it's 7-1. Foley defeated Perham in their quarterfinal. They'll wrestle in the AA semis against Casson Manorville coming up. Third period underway here for Krieger and Gertz. Older brother Lane looking on right at Matt's side, sitting between Brandon Ortman and Matt Comet. Actually, those guys aren't watching. I'm looking at their heads. They're all turned watching the Sibley-East Frazee match right now. Here's Krieger shooting in. Gertz sprawls the hips back and gets out of bounds. 7-1 lead for Krieger with a minute 19 to go in the third period. Right now, it would be a simple decision loss for Luke, and that would be a best case scenario. If you're going to lose, hold it to a three-team point. There's a stall on Luke. Luke called for stalling. So we go under a minute remaining in period three.
Now wrestling man number three, 170 pounds from Wilmer.
Gertz dives in at the leg. Krieger blocked that.
Kevin Thole.
Now he's on a front headlock on Luke. Luke stands now, brought back down with a little bounce there by Krieger. 40 to go. Krieger pushing forward. Luke frees his head from the front headlock, spins his way towards the middle. Krieger still riding, and there's two. Takedown. And it's now 9-1, back to a major 8-point difference. So now, Luke, it would be vital to get an escape. He's got 23 seconds. But he's riding here. No, let's see. No, he's down. He can escape out of this. Krieger grabs the right ankle, steps into the hips. Luke broken down. 12 seconds left. This would tie up the match at 19 if it's a major for Krieger. And that is exactly going to be the case. Krieger wins by major decision, 9-1. Piers and KMS are knotted at 19.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Here's Brett Kapsner. He's got a near fall going on Mark Collins. So KMS does not match up Dahl with Kapsner. They send out an alternate. And there's a fall. Kapsner needs 34 seconds to put away Mark Collins. And the Pioneers go up 25-19 over KMS.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
So Kirkhove and Murdoch-Sundberg now brings out Brandon Dahl to face Matt Kummet. Matt is the number one seed at the 195-pound class. He's wrestling here at 182. Brandon Dahl, his opponent. Brett Kapsner, a 34-second fall over Mark Collins to put Piers up 25-19 over Kirkhove and Murdoch-Sundberg. Dahl, 34-1, a senior. And he is ranked number 7 at 170. He shoots on Matt. And Matt rolls in on the ankle. Matt coming around. Matt scrambling. Matt to takedown. Matt Kummet takes down Brandon Dahl. Matt Kummet is ranked number 3 at 182. So this is a big matchup here. Pioneers with a 25-19 lead. The talk in the coach's room last night was ideally they'd like to get Kapsner on Dahl. It turns out to be a Kummet-Dahl matchup as KMS puts Collins out there to face Brett, and that did not go well for them. But they knew that. Collins was a freshman with a 6-12 record and thrown to the Lions here. Kummet with a takedown to score first. 10 seconds left. Matt, as good a rider as you'll find, he will now just squeeze down and roll Dahl. Scrambling. Ooh, end of the period. Well, he almost had a little roll situation where Dahl almost ended up getting stacked up there, but Kummet will start down here. And they're underway. Kummet now. Almost, he faces in. He's in on the escape now. Got up. He almost went in on a bear hug type takedown and gets the one. So it's 3-0 now. Kummet and Dahl lock up. We've wrestled 30 seconds of the second period. So, little shot there by Dahl. Couldn't quite get in. Matt, undefeated on the year. Dahl again shoots. He was the first one to shoot on Matt, and it turned into a scramble, and it turned into a Matt Kummet takedown. Stalemate called, and a neutral start coming up. 3-0 lead for Matt Kummet. Just over a minute, now at a minute to go. Oh, Matt, either got dinged in the nose or the eye or something. He reached up, and the referee now comes over and stops the action. It's not blood time. Matt kind of shaking the cobwebs out there. And they're wrestling again. 50 to go. Kummet. Now he is in on a single, switches, and gets two. Kummet 5-0. Same situation. Dahl shoots first, but Matt's got the answer on a counter. 5-0 lead for Matt Kummet. 30 seconds left in the second period. Dahl sits now. Matt just hugs onto him. And they're near the edge, almost onto the Pipestone West Central mat. What's that score? 27-20 West Central at 195. The winner of that one faces the winner of our match coming up in the semifinals. Kummet breaks him down. 15 seconds to go. Dahl has shot twice and paid for it twice. Matt bumping forward, rolling, try almost stacked him up there. Dahl now standing, but the final second, and Matt just brings him back down, and it's 5-0 after two periods for Matt Kummet over Brandon Dahl of Kirkhope and Murdoch Sundberg. They'll start on their feet, 5-0. You got to think that Dahl saying, geez, I can't really risk a shot, but I got to shoot. He's tried to be the first man in on the leg attack twice, and both times Matt has scrambled his way to a takedown. He's also escaped once. There comes the shot on Matt. Matt immediately goes down to the ankle. This is the same way the first two happened. Matt still coming around. Here comes Matt. Matt switching, turning hips. Matt, two more. 7-0. That is just not going to work for Dahl. It's the third time that's happened where he is shot and paid a price. 1:15 to play, to go. Now Matt extends the left arm of Dahl. It's like Carson Hulls is going to go at 195. I see him in the tunnel. 52 seconds left. Kummet will cut him loose there. 7-1. He wants to go to takedown here. Gets a takedown. He gets a major here, pushing the lead to 8. Tries a snap down. Shoots. No. Now tries to go opposite leg. Can't get there. You know Dahl is not going to shoot now. If he does, he's likely to get taken down again as Dahl in on the leg. Dahl gives up the 2. There it is. 9-1. So now Matt, with 15 seconds, has turned this into a major. And he will ride this out as the Pioneers come to their feet. 5 seconds left. Teddy and George like what they're seeing. I just snuck a look at them. There it is. Matt Kummet. A major win over Brandon Dahl, 9-1, 29-19.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce that's been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says congratulations to the Pierce Pioneers and good luck at the tournament.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Tell you what, Carson Hall's just went in on a takedown and got two.
Five.
And near fall, 4-0.
Ryan Torkelson.
For KMS. Carson Hall's already up 4-0, and that happened in the first 10 seconds. Here's Hull's again. Driving forward. Carson Hull's. He'll be wrestling in the individuals at 220.
It's a class A.
So I'm going to think we're going to see Austin Dickman and then Troy Fisher coming up. So with the jockeying in the lineup, it's Logan Leese that gets bumped out today. Caution on the start on Carson. So back-to-back bonus wins from Brett Kapsner in a fall, Matt Cummins a major to break a 19-19 tie. It's now 29-19. And here's Hulls right to work again. He's got the left arm of Torkelson trapped underneath his belly. Ryan Torkelson is a junior, 22-15.
Now wrestling on mat 7, 182 pounds.
The four individual entrants for KMS, and we've seen them. They're done. Will Maygard, he pinned. Brandon Funk. Jacob Carlson pinned Lucas Pop. Derek Krieger majored Luke Gertz 9-1. Brandon Dahl got majored 9-1 by Matt Cummett. Hull's one of nine Pioneers that'll be wrestling Friday and hopefully deep into Saturday. Still 4-0 with 30 seconds left in the opening period. A flurry attack by Hull's to begin this match. And he hasn't put any more points up since. And a stall on Carson. 20 seconds left. Pipestone leads West Central 29-27, and they're at heavyweight. Pipestone trying to knock off the three seed, West Central. Hull's riding out this period here. Final 8 seconds left. We'll sneak a peek at the Frazee Sibley East score. And then there's the period, 4-0 lead. Let's see, where are we at? Frazee leads Sibley East. Kenyon-Wanamingo, 23-16 over Zumbrota-Mazeppa. They're at 182. Zumbrota-Mazeppa is the 4 seed. Kenyon, the defending state champ, the 5 seed. Hull starts in the down position against Ryan Torkelson. By the way, Class A individuals start at 9 tomorrow morning. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Frazee score is 23-16. Frazee, they're wrestling at 182. Carson, draped over the back of Torkelson. Minute and a half to go in the second period. 4-0 lead for Carson Hulls. Spinning. Carson very quick. I'm not going to out-quick Carson. Oh, he almost turned him. Carson. Torkelson made a little shift left to right. And I don't know if he anticipated that or just got lucky and guessed. He almost caught him off balance on that shift and almost took him right to his back, but Torkelson adjusted. There's a stall point against Carson. 4-1. So Torkelson on the board on a stall point against Hulls. Keeping an eye on the West Central Pipestone match. Arrows in their first ever team appearance are at heavyweight, period two, but they trail 4-1. A lot of the drama in the building is on that mat right now, which is right next to the Piers match with KMS. Torkelson, of course, one of the top-ranked kids that we saw Troy Fisher pin when the Hornets... I'm sorry, that's Nibby. I'm looking at the wrong match. Mason Nibby. We saw him wrestle 220. 4-1 lead for Hulls. Final 20 seconds of the period. Carson attempting a far side cradle now. He loosens the grasp underneath the leg. Comes back up under the shoulder. There's a stall underneath. Boy, they're calling stalls today. Torkelson stands. Returned to the mat by Carson. 5 seconds left. And that's the period. Hulls leads 4-1. 2 minutes of wrestling left here in this match for Carson Hulls. If he wins, Pioneers will clinch a semifinal spot with 2 matches to go. Uh-oh, Pipestone's making some noise. Something's happening down there. Can't see it. It's right in front of the Arrows bench. Nope. It wasn't good because all of a sudden their team guys on the bench put their hands on their head as in oh, no. Underway for Hulls and Torkelson. Carson spins and gets out. Escape for Hulls. He's now up 5-1. Pipestone looks like they might have something going again here over there. Well, Hulls engages the wrist of Torkelson. They're going to the third period at heavyweight. West Central's heavyweight is up 8-5 over Pipestones. 1:13 to go. Hull's up 5-1. We're going to know in about a minute what the semifinal's going to be. Hull stalking Torkelson. With my binoculars, I can see both matches right now. Pipestone and West Central. Torkelson pushes Carson away. Carson goes after an ankle. Nope, not quite. Carson spinning. Carson coming around. Nothing yet. Carson 2-7-1.
No wrestling on that number 5.
30 seconds. Hulls. His win clinched the section team title. If he wins here, it clinches a spot in the semis. 7-2 now. Now an escape. And now Hull's back in and trying to elevate. Or was that a stall point? Might have been a stall. Carson trying to trip. Torkelson trying to throw. Hull's takes him to his back, but out of bounds. On to Coach Jensen.
Wrestling on that 6 and 100.
2 seconds left. Carson Hull's will win to send the Pioneers to the semifinals. 2 seconds left. And there it is, a final, 7-2. Piers has clinched the duel and a spot in the semis, 32-19.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Jacob Gottfald out on the mat at 220. Jacob out there, or is that? No, it's Dickman. Dickman, Gottfald will come up next. Or is Troy? And Troy's in the tunnel now. I thought I saw Jacob there. So this is Dickman at 220 against Michael Dubeck. Piers has clinched a spot. They will face West Central in the semifinals, the only team that has beaten Piers this year.
Wrestling on map one, Class A, 220. Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sunferbs, Michael Dubeck.
As Dickman.
Piers, Austin Dickman.
Just announced there by the public address announcer. No points yet. They push each other away. Pierce 32, KMS 19. Pierce at once trailed 12-6 after four matches. But strength of their lineup overtook the Saints. 15 seconds left for Dickman and Dubeck. Michael Dubeck of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg is listed as a freshman with a 4-4 record. Dickman, a sophomore, 22-4.
West Central area.
West Central area defeats Pipestone. I believe by one. 30-29, I believe, was the final. So Dickman now riding here, trying to turn Michael Dubeck of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg. Austin with a really good power half. He gets you down on the mat. He can turn this. Chopping at the elbow. Left arm underneath Dubeck's waist. Plenty of room on the mat yet. Minute 20 to go. Austin, very strong young man. Frazee, Sibley East. Sibley's up 25-23 at 220. Don't count out the Wolverines. Still riding here is Austin Dickman. No points yet, but he's looking for that half Nelson that he can crank over. Laying across Dubeck's back, and Dubeck just curls up. 40 to go. Now Austin, he's getting closer to that half. He's got that left arm threaded through. Pulling that left wrist out now. I think Austin has this pretty close to start using his strength to try and turn Dubeck here. But he's only got 20 seconds. Here comes the turn. Here comes the crank, and now it's back point. Dickman has Dubeck on his back. Austin Dickman. Referee, cheek to the mat. 5 seconds left. Dickman sinking down. It's a fall for Austin Dickman with 3 seconds left. And it's 38-19 with heavyweight to come.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Troy Fisher out there against Brody Forsell, and Troy works a quick takedown. Talking to Troy last night here in the XL at the weigh-ins, and he was looking around. He's got his man on his back. I'll tell the story later. Troy's going to pin here. There it is, Fisher. 21 seconds. What a debut at the XL for Troy Fisher over Brody Forsell. And the Pioneers have won 44-19.
Moves on to the semifinals in Lasse.
As the Pioneer Nation rises to its feet. 44-19, Pierce over Kirkhoven, Murdoch Sundberg.
Hi, I am Joseph Stefflinger.
And I'm Elena Russell.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce is a community of faith, knowledge, and service. Holy Trinity provides a faith-based learning environment where children learn through the day, prayer, religion class, liturgy, discipline, and social interactions.
Holy Trinity provides an excellent academic education. Students demonstrate success by meeting rigorous grade-level standards and participate in service projects. New family open house will be at 6 p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 account access fee, less $10 auto pay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access for auto pay and fee for free billing required. Over 22 gigabytes per line per month. You may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DCW.com for details.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Welcome back. We are here at the XL Energy Center where Pierce is going to face West Central Area in the semifinals in about 15 minutes. Pierce defeating KMS 44-19. And it was West Central edging Pipestone 30-29. One other final, Frazee wins over Sibley East 33-25. One match going on, and that is Kenyon Wanamingo, Zumbrota Mazeppa And they're at 220 there with Zumbrota, the 4 seed, leading the 5 seed and defending champ Kenyon, 25-23. Quick recap here. Then the semifinals. Will Maygard pins Brandon Funk. Sebastian Warzeka beats Kyle Meyer 4-2. Jake Andries wins 1-0 over Jared Carlson to tie it at 6. Jacob Carlson pinned Lucas Pop to give the Saints a 12-6 lead. Brandon Ortman, an 11-3 major to make it 12-10. Dylan Runnigan, 9-3 win over Reese Kapsner. Andrew Tamala, 5-3 over Caleb Collins. Piers took their first lead on a Jalen Jansen pin, 19-15. Derek Krieger, a major, 9-1 over Luke Gertz. And then it was Piers winning from there on out. Kapsner by fall, Brett over Mark Collins. Matt Cummett, 9-1 over Brandon Dahl. Carson Hull, 7-2 over Ryan Torkelson. Austin Dickman and Troy Fisher with falls. It's a 44-19 final. Semis are next. Piers, West Central, about 1:05. Come back then on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to State Tournament Wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports. State Tournament Wrestling coverage has been brought to you by Design Electronics and Radio Shack, Phelan Meats of Piers, Holy Trinity School, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, the Piers Fire Department, Hennekin Insurance Agency, RE/MAX Central, and Dave Fisher, Freedom Fest 2017, Patrick's and Premium Concrete. State Tournament Wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports also brought to you by the Piers Area Coalition, The Brickyard, Lashes Auto Repair, the Piers School District, Robert J. Funk Construction, The Clothesline, and Becker Screen Printing and Design, Amp Fitness, The Red Rooster, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and Bob's Lumber in Piers. State Tournament Wrestling also brought to you by West Buckman Electric, Marshick Insurance, Gertz Concrete, Kenko Drywall, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, DR Trucking, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, Schomer Insurance, and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets. And coverage from the State Wrestling Tournament in St. Paul brought to you by Check Auto Body, Lochner Plumbing, Pierce Villa, Heritage Hardwood Floors, the Canteen Supper Club, Hennigan Masonry and Concrete, Vernon Sales and Pat Watercott, Jason Gruber Construction, and Dr. Allison Zach and Little Falls Chiropractic. State Tournament Wrestling also brought to you by author Frank Weber, Napa, Elite Concrete Solutions, Centra Soda, Red Door Yoga, Johnny C's IP Concrete, Munson Masonry LLC, and Red's Auto and Bait. Again, thanks for listening to State Tournament Wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports.